Welcome to Today on Broadway for Friday, February 17th, 2017. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamanini. James is at the Palace Theater seeing Sunset Boulevard, and I just got back home from a press screening of Hugh Jackman's new Wolverine movie, Logan. Sir Patrick Stewart also co-stars as a nonagenarian Professor Xavier. So, unfortunately for you, I'm on my own. Okay, on to the news. Well, yesterday we had a pair of big stories drop before 9:15 a.m. One good, one not so good. So, which one do you want first? You're right. You're absolutely right. With all of the scary, crazy, ridiculous news going on outside of the theater community, let's start with the good stuff. Well, we teased it on yesterday's show, and just a few hours later, it became official as Sarah Bareilles announced that she will replace Jesse Mueller as Jenna in the Broadway musical Waitress, for which she wrote the music and lyrics. It was previously announced that Tony winner Mueller would leave the role on March 26th, and yesterday, on the Today Show on NBC, Bareilles confirmed that she will step into Jenna's apron beginning on March 31st and will stick with the role through June 11th. Though this will mark Bareilles' Broadway acting debut, she grew up as an amateur musical theater performer in Northern California, and she's recently consulted two other major pop stars who have made their Broadway debuts, Josh Groban with Great Comet and Sugarland's Jennifer Nettles with Chicago. This move had long been rumored and anticipated and even openly discussed by Bareilles, but recently she had been downplaying the possibilities of immediately replacing Mueller. Clearly she changed her mind. There were rumors of other actresses being deep into auditions and negotiations. Clearly when the composer, who is a big-time pop star, wants to take over the role, she gets priority. Remember that before the show came to Broadway, Bareilles released an album of her singing the songs from the show, and in a New York Times article she said, quote, "When I started working on it," meaning the show in general, "I didn't know how it would fully engulf me and my creative sensibilities. I'm obviously having a hard time saying goodbye." I think I can safely speak for a lot of theater fans in saying that we don't mind a bit, Sarah. Okay, now that we've had our sugar, butter, flour, all those things, it's time for the medicine. In a Page Six exclusive, Emily Smith is reporting that the New York Times is justifying the firing of former critic Charles Isherwood after combing through his emails and determining that he has too close of a relationship with a handful of Broadway producers, most notably Scott Rudin. You knew Rudin had to be in the middle of this somehow. Anyway, one source told the New York Post that there were also years of tensions between Isherwood and the Grey Lady's number one theater critic, Ben Brantley. Apparently, Isherwood has been not so pleased that he never got the opportunity to review the bigger shows, which Brantley always took. However, one of the Post sources did step up and say that relationships like that between established and respected critics and theater makers of any kind are not uncommon, and that since Rudin's shows are always the most highly anticipated, Isherwood never really had the chance to review any of them anyway. I didn't go through Isherwood's reviews and see if any or how many of Rudin's shows he did, but just anecdotally, that seems right to me. I don't know. Neither Isherwood nor the Times would comment on the record for the story, and apparently there is arbitration still ongoing. However, the Page Six piece did suggest that people close to the situation felt that the Times was using these emails as an excuse to fire Isherwood because he was not so popular amongst the office's biggest power players. I have a feeling that this won't be the last we hear of this story. Anyway, believe it or not, we still have more big news from yesterday, as the aforementioned Scott Rudin announced that the Steppenwolf Theatre Company's production of Pulitzer Prize and Tony winner Tracy Letts' new play, The Minutes, will have its Broadway premiere next spring. The play will be helmed by August Osage County Tony winner Anna D. Shapiro. The Minutes will have its world premiere in Chicago from November 9th through December 31st of this year, and then will begin performances on Broadway on February 6th, with an official opening on March 8th, theater to be announced. Here is how the new play is described. A town's proud history, the legend of a local hero, the coveted privilege of reserved parking. Nothing is sacred during the town council meeting at the heart of Tracy Letts' new play. This razor-sharp comedy turns from hilarious to chilling as petty policy matters give way to the truth roiling just beneath the surface of the town's historical mythology. I really hope that there's a really strong parliamentarian at this town hall meeting because I love me some good Robert's Rules of Order. Anyway, what do you think? Is it just a coincidence that Scott Rudin dropped this news of an exciting new Broadway play from one of the great masters working in theater today just a few hours after the Page Six story broke? Inquiring minds want to know. Okay, I do have a confession to make. I would not hold it against you if any of you wanted to call us fake news because I massively buried the lead on today's show. Forget Sarah Bareilles, Charles Isherwood, Scott Rudin, and Tracy Letts. The biggest news from yesterday is that Broadway Radio's own Peter Felicia will officially be back as the host of the Theater World Awards this June. The 73rd annual awards ceremony will take place on Monday, June 5th, kicking off Tony's week. The 2017 honorees for the Theater World Award for Outstanding Performance in a Broadway or Off-Broadway Production, the 9th annual Dorothy Loudon Award for Excellence in the Theater, and the 5th annual John Willis Award will be announced later this spring. Theater World Awards are presented at the end of the theater season to 6 actors and 6 actresses for their significant, reviewable debut performances in a Broadway or Off-Broadway production. As I am sure anyone listening to this knows, Peter is one of, if not the most knowledgeable and conscientious voices in theater journalism. So as far as I'm concerned, there is not a soul better to bestow the honor of welcoming performers into the theater world. Congratulations, Peter. Finally today, even though Jake Gyllenhaal has only been in performances of Sunday in the Park with George for less than a week, apparently, he is already thinking about another musical role. He told Variety's Gordon Cox that while he's never been someone to pine over potential roles, he really wants to play Tevye in an eventual big screen remake of Fiddler on the Roof. He says he's even working on the beard, as you can tell. He did say that this dream would have to be, quote, at some point, since obviously Jake, despite his incredible thespianic prowess, it's a tad young to play a character with 5 daughters and 3 of them of marrying age. Although, they probably did marry younger in early 20th century Russia, didn't they? Anyway, what do you think of Jake playing Tevye? Not something that I normally would have thought, but he apparently is doing a great job in Sunday in the Park, so who knows? Anyway, that's all the news we've got today. Thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio. You can find me on Twitter at BWWMatt and subscribe to Something Like It Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. We did put out a new episode yesterday talking about Jane the Virgin, Scandal, Shondaland, and pop culture in the age of Donald Trump. James and I believe Peter and Michael will be back with you on Sunday for This Week on Broadway, and James and I will talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend.